Every Wednesday on Current State, we bring you Neighbors in Action, a look at an area organization working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Greater Lansing United Nations Association is seeking to educate and to involve the community on the local opportunities to support specific UN initiatives with huge humanitarian impacts like refugee and global health programs. With us today to speak about GLUNA and the work of the organization, President Lynn Bartley. Lynn, welcome. It is great to see you.
Thank you, Sue. Okay, Thank you for having me.
I'm going to share just a very quick little piece about our relationship. You and I first met 16 years ago.
That's right.
Right. And you and I were among that crazy crew that skied to the North Pole in April of 2001.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
It was great.
We always admired your hair, and it looks great today. Good to see you. But I don't want to detract from your work with GLUNA. GLUNA serves the Lansing community's connection to the United Nations. That's sort of the statement. What precisely does that mean in action?
GLUNA is one of over 130 local chapters of the UNA of the USA. And there are United Nations associations all over the world, like in at least 100 of the member states of the UN. At the local level, we try to fulfill the UNA USA mission, and that is to educate our community about the work of the United Nations and to encourage their support of the United Nations. And that can include writing to our representatives to support the UN, to pay our dues to the United Nations.
It's a bit of a battle sometimes, isn't it?
It is a bit of a battle sometimes, yes. But when people understand the scope of the work of the United Nations, they definitely want to support it. It's beyond, of course, peace and security,
sure,
trying to help countries be stable and not at war. But the UN agencies also do lots of work to reduce poverty, end hunger, human trafficking policies, on and on and on.
People will probably recognize the names of some of these organizations that fall under the umbrella of the United Nations. World Health Organization. It does tremendous things, my understanding, with respect to health around the world for people in lesser developed countries.
Right. World Health Organization certainly was instrumental in the Ebola crisis and reducing HIV/AIDS, helping all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the UN tries to help countries meet the basic needs of their citizens and provide and really ensure human rights.
Mm-hmm. And you and I have trick-or-treated, I'm sure. Trick-or-treat for UNICEF.
Yes.
Does that still go on, by the way?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard of that.
There's a lot of trunk treating as opposed to trick or treating.
Right.
But we would go around and collect money at Halloween for UNICEF, for the United Nations Children's Fund.
Right.
And I think that was, if not a significant source of money, at least raising awareness.
Mm-hmm.
What about UNESCO?
Well, UNESCO, of course, has, and I'm not an expert on every one of the special agencies of the UN, but, they identified, I think, 26 World Heritage Sites recently. That's one, just one part of their work, and certainly they work in sciences as well. It's a, kind of a very broad...
Right. They've got education,
mm-hmm,
science,
mm-hmm,
cultural aspects that all fall under UNESCO.
Right.
And in an era when we're learning a lot more about refugees from countries that are embattled in war, UNHCR, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, has a really special role.
Right. And we at the Greater Lansing United Nations Association have put out a lot of effort during the last few years to bring more awareness about the refugee situation and to support the work of the UNHCR. So for all of our members and the people who are on our email list, we will oftentimes send out opportunities to donate to UNHCR, especially when their donation may be doubled or tripled. We've had a refugee event in May. So yes, we will also, at the event on Sunday, which is a Peace Day event, we will have information about the UNHCR and an opportunity for people to donate at that time if they want.
Lynn Bartley, who's the president of the Greater Lansing United Nations Association, you mentioned an event Sunday, so... fill us in. You had a little teaser there.
Thank you. This Sunday, September 27th, we are hosting our first, perhaps annual, Peace Day event. Every year, the Greater Lansing UNA has hosted an event to commemorate the International Day of Peace, which was identified by the UN back in the early 80s. It was a day for ceasefire, but also it's become a time when we try to think about what we can all do to bring peace at the local level to the global level. So this year we decided we would give an opportunity for all ages and the entire community to come out and show how they want to work for world peace, but also to learn about area organizations that work for peace, UNA being one of them. We reached out to the Peace Education Center, and they are partnering with us along with the brand new MSU United Nations Association, just formed in the spring.
Good. Mostly students, faculty?
Yes, MSU students. And the brand new Hazlitt High School Model UN Club. We've all partnered to make this event happen, and we've been working quite a while. It will be a big event.
And the time is?
Free check-in is 1:30 to 2 p.m.
This is Sunday, right?
This Sunday, September 27th. It's at the Potter Park Tiger's Den Pavilion. So you do need to get in. Well, you need to get to the parking lot, and you'll see a big sign, "Welcome to the Peace Day event." And it's located, you go up to the Tiger's Den Pavilion. We'll welcome everyone at 2 p.m., and there will be some community leaders who will give very short messages of peace right after the welcome, and then everyone will march. It's going to be a march along the Riverwalk. And we're thinking of
How far will you go?
It's just under a mile, but there's a half mile option. It's completely accessible for strollers, wheelchairs. There will be signs along the march of peacemakers in history.
Oh, that's great.
In fact, Hazlitt High School students are painting those signs.
And you've got an association with Hazlitt High School, having been an administrator there.
That's right. Yeah, I retired from there 6 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, is that possible? You know, not everybody's a fan, Lynn, of the United Nations. And what kind of pushback do you get, and how do you respond to that?
Well, I don't have too many people who directly say, you know, complain to me about the UN, but certainly that feeling is out there because of what we see in the news, because sometimes it seems like the member states of the UN are not supporting certain countries. But I will say that if you look at the broad work of the UN, we have to have an organization like that. We have to have a focus to end some of these awful situations in the world. And, you know, many people are still in poverty, although, and many people are hungry. Many people do not have human rights, basic human rights. So if there wasn't a UN, there would be need to create one, and it would be similar. And I also do say, yes, you are right. The UN is not a perfect organization, but changes are in the making. It's not that they are, you know, just stagnant. They mm-hmm. are making changes. And I look forward to some of those. But yeah. in general, it's an amazing organization, and we need it.
Think globally, act locally. The Peace March this Sunday, Potter Park, and it steps off at 2 o'clock.
Go to gluna.org for more information, gluna.org.
Lynn Bartley, it is such a joy to see you. This is one of the pleasures of the day, co-hosting or substitute hosting for Mark Bashore, to see you again. Lynn Bartley, thanks again so much.
Thank you very much.